This is 89.9 WWNM. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans, or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a citywide photography festival, a tour of Garden District homes dressed for the holidays, or a unique production of the Nutcracker Suite, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. The city will be inside the lens this week as the New Orleans Photo Alliance kicks off its 8th annual Photo NOLA Photography Festival. Joining me now to talk about 4 days of citywide activities celebrating the art of photography are New Orleans Photo Alliance past president George Long and artist Meg Turner. Welcome to Thanks. Inside the Arts.
Thanks, Dan.
Well, tell me, George, let's start with you. What's on tap as fine art photographers are displaying their latest works all over town?
Well, it's probably the largest collection of photographers and photography ever in New Orleans history. This event gets larger every year. It's the 8th year we've done this. It was sort of a grassroots explosion after Katrina, and opportunities came up, and we had a lot of help to create an organization called the New Orleans Photo Alliance. And even though the festival this year is only 4 days, there are probably 60 different displays, exhibitions of photography around the city. I mean, this has never happened before, to have this much photography going on. It's just a thrill as a photographer for most of my adult life to see this kind of thing come together in this way.
Now, there are also other activities in addition to the photographic exhibits.
Exactly. That's sort of an organized effort that we do with local galleries and alternative spaces, restaurants, things like that. Most of the activities are lectures and talks by photographers who are coming in. The backbone of the whole event is a portfolio reviews. So there are, I think, 40 or 60 photographers this year who are paying big money to be here and to have the opportunity to show their work to a lot of different gallery owners. These are not local people. These are mostly people who work for museums, galleries in New York, Houston, L.A., all over the place. They're all coming in here to offer their advice and possibly opportunities for publication or just to give them feedback on their fine art photography. It's a huge opportunity. People really want to be here. They're all pumped up. It's just a great thing for those photographers, the photographers here in New Orleans, people who love photography. Oh, my gosh, all the opportunities going on here. You just have to go to photonola.org to see the list. That's the best way to figure out what might be of interest to you.
And Meg Turner, you're one of the artists who are exhibiting this year. What are you exploring in your latest works?
Well, I've got two shows for Photo NOLA. The solo show at the New Orleans Community Print Shop and Darkroom, and then I'm part of the Currents show at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art. And they're both exploring the same body of work. I've been photographing industrial ruins, especially the Market Street Power Station down on Chapultepec for the last 7 years, exploring, photographing, and then this summer I traveled to the Ukraine to photograph Chernobyl.
What are we likely to see in the photos?
Well, they're black and white, about 14 by 19, both photogravure, tintype. I also shot with a 3D camera, both here and in the Ukraine. So I've built 3D viewing boxes, and I made a large-scale installation with a local artist, Case Miller. Really, the goal is to put you inside the building so that you can feel truly what it's like to be inside these vast, cavernous spaces full of old machinery.
What do you find so attractive?
Physically, they're beautiful spaces. These buildings were built, especially the older style brick work of, you know, the mills in Pittsburgh and the Market Street Station, built to last with all of this ornamentation you don't have now.
We're very attracted to the decay and the rusticness of it, the authenticity of a place that's just been left there to die in many cases.
But it doesn't die.
It doesn't. It creates a new life. It's a whole new form.
So, Meg, how were you first attracted to the art of photography?
Well, I studied printmaking at the Rhode Island School of Design and took a photogravure class, which is an older style of printing, older than traditional darkroom. And there was a large cold storage produce warehouse in Providence that I used to explore. These places for me are somewhat sanctuaries. They're like going to church for other people. They're vast, they're huge, no one's there, you're completely at peace. And I was drawing it for years and then figured out that it's a lot faster to take a picture. Also, you could get at the tactile nature of the cement and the brick with large format photography. So I started there and I just haven't really looked back.
And what dialogue are you hoping to open with this exhibit?
Part of it is it's just the love of these buildings and hoping that other people, they might see the outside and admire it, but they might never go in. And so this brings people in, hopefully brings more people on the team of don't tear that down, don't turn it into a mall, or if it's going to be a mall, preserve what's beautiful about the inside too. But I'm also fascinated with what happens in these spaces between when they shut down and when they get developed.
Why is it important, George, that New Orleans become a destination for photography enthusiasts and collectors?
I just can't imagine any place in the whole world more picturesque with more opportunities, because you've got that whole underlying decay thing. You've got more history here than probably just about any place in the United States. You have a burgeoning art scene here. It's just incredible. At Photo NOLA, there's one event in particular where all those 60 photographers who are coming to town to show their work and get feedback in the review sessions are laying out their photography, and the public can come in for 2 hours and just look at all this work and take their time and review all that. That's one of my favorite parts of Photo NOLA.
Is this a free event?
Most of the activities are free. There are a few events that there is some kind of a fee, but by and large, it's free. And all the gallery openings are free.
Tell me more about some of the highlights. You've got some big names coming to town.
Yes, we certainly do. We're doing a book publishing workshop with Mary Virginia Swanson, who's probably the best-known advocate for fine art photography maybe in the world. Richard Rinaldi has a workshop and is doing a lecture. Most of these are taking place either at the Ogden or at the Historic New Orleans Collection. There's the largest picture ever made going to be on display at the Contemporary Arts Center. I mean, you got to see this thing. It's huge. It's like a block long. They did it in an airplane hangar, so they used the hangar as like the inside of the camera. And then there's a POYI. It's the Pictures of the Year. It's an organization of photographers creates a selection of the photographs of the year each year. The person who's in charge of that, Rick Shaw, is going to do a talk at the old U.S. Mint. It's mostly photojournalism, amazing stuff. There's a curator's talk with Richard McCabe from the Ogden Museum. It's a treasure to have people like him in New Orleans. And our keynote lecture is by Deborah Luster. It's going to be at NOMA Thursday. And then we're doing a party afterward called Photo Gala. And that's one of the few things you have to pay to go to.
George Long and Meg Turner, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having us.
The 8th annual Photo NOLA takes place Thursday through Sunday with more than 40 exhibitions on view throughout the month. More info at photonola.org. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. Do you like historic homes? Well, lace up your walking shoes as a unique self-guided tour of private homes in the Garden District highlight the Preservation Resource Center's 38th annual holiday home tour this weekend. Joining me now is the PRC's Michelle Kimball. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Diane, for having me.
Tell us about these homes that will be in their holiday glory.
We have 7 houses that will be on our holiday home tour this year. They are throughout the Garden District, but they're within walking distance of each other. So it's a unique opportunity to be able to experience the neighborhood and see how people that own homes in the Garden District live.
And how were the homes chosen?
We have a wonderful committee of folks that work very hard and diligently every year and help us select the houses. We try to pull together a mix of homes, ranging from the grand home that you would expect to see in the Garden District to some more modest homes that maybe you haven't noticed before in the neighborhood.
Tell us about the architecture and maybe other points of interest that we're likely to see.
One of the most interesting houses is 1427 Second Street. It was one of James Gallier's first homes that he designed. And of course, folks know James Gallier from the Gallier House in the Lafayette Square District downtown. The home is a center hall. It's a mix of styles, Italianate and Greek Revival elements. You are welcomed into the home into a grand living space, and the home will be decorated in its finest, of course, as you would expect. There's another home on the tour which has a fascinating history, 2341 Camp Street. It's also a unique mix of styles and has a fantastic fence that was actually a precursor to the chain link fence. But the home was built for Antoinette Shakespeare by her husband, Joseph. He was a bit of a colorful character. He owned his own ironworks, which also plays to the significance of the iron fence in front of the house. He also served as mayor of the city for 2 years. And when he passed, it was just a short time before the family moved into the home. There's a bonus house. Louise McGee School has been generous and is opening one of the homes that they have renovated and have turned into a facility for the school.
This is a pretty popular tour. What makes it so unique?
It's one of the few chances that people have to enter one of these homes. So the fact that you get to see seven of them, especially at the holiday time when they're so much fun, is really a unique opportunity. Plus, it's a great way to see the neighborhood as a whole, probably in a way that you haven't seen it just driving through.
And how did this tradition get its start?
We started 38 years ago, and it was a more modest tour when we first began and has certainly grown over the years. We wanted to show people what it was like to be able to renovate a house and to see that houses had a chance of coming back and being renovated and being something wonderful to live in.
So how does the tour help the Preservation Resource Center to improve neighborhoods?
The tour helps support our programs, our Rebuilding Together program. We help elderly low-income homeowners do renovations to their home. Our Operation Comeback program is largely working in Holy Cross right now. The program has bought, renovated, and sold houses. We also believe that the type of work that we do has a ripple effect in neighborhoods. It's really great when we're out working on houses, especially when we have volunteers with our Rebuilding Together program. There's always a wonderful energy in the neighborhood surrounding the houses that we're working on, and it's always fun to see neighbors out cleaning up their yards and making small improvements to their house. So it helps build community, and it helps revitalize neighborhoods.
Now, there's also something going on in addition to the tour. You have a boutique for the holidays?
Yes. It's a nice mix of jewelry and art and small gifts that the boutique vendors will be selling at our headquarters, which is at Trinity Episcopal Church on Jackson Avenue.
Is there something special that visitors will take away from this experience?
I think because we have a variety of homes on the tour, ranging from the big mansion to actually a small little house that's on the tour was once a horse stable before it was converted into a home. But there's something that everyone can take away, be it from the decorations of the house or how someone has treated their mantle or how to hang artwork on the wall. There's a little bit of something for everyone.
Michelle Gimbel with the Preservation Resource Center. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
The Preservation Resource Center's 38th Annual Holiday Home Tour takes place Saturday and Sunday. The tour headquarters is located at Trinity Episcopal Church, Bishop Polk Hall, 1329 Jackson Avenue. More info at prcno.org. The holidays are upon us, and a unique production of the Nutcracker Suite brings together a group of seniors and youth as the New Orleans Ballet Association, NOBA, kicks off its annual production of Tchaikovsky's timeless favorite. Joining me now to talk about this production is NOBA's executive director, Jenny Hamilton, and instructor, Alini DeSouza. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thanks so much for having us.
You are transforming Dixon Hall on Tulane's campus into a land of sweets in your production of The Nutcracker. What is unique, Jenny, about this production of the holiday classic?
Well, this production brings together more than 200 participants of the Nord NOBA Center for Dance, which is a partnership the New Orleans Ballet Association created with Nord in 1992, as well as other partnership programs that NOBA has established in the community with St. Jerome Church and School and Kenner, as well as Wilson Charter School. So these are participants and children who take part in after-school tuition-free classes year-round, as well as our Senior Citizens Program in the morning. And so these are all participants who come together and join in this beautiful holiday classic and a beautiful production done completely by the participants. So, for instance, there's a 14-year-old sugar plum. And so it's really very special. There's even tap in this Nutcracker Suite. So it's really an opportunity to celebrate the talents of all the participants in our program.
And Alini, you are the dance instructor. Tell me about your role and the participants in this one-day presentation. How do you bring the two groups together?
Throughout the whole semester, all of the participants will be rehearsing throughout the community. And on one day before the show, we bring all of them together to rehearse and have the show the next day.
So tell me about your role in bringing this production to fruition. How hard was it?
Oh, it's very hard. There's a lot of planning involved. Make sure that we have all of the props and all of the costumes for all of the students there. But it's very rewarding at the end to see just the joy of all of the participants from the 6 years old to the 75 years old that we have involved in the production.
And Jenny, tell me more about the partnership between the Nord NOBA Center for Dance.
The partnership was created in 1992 between NOBA and the New Orleans Recreation Department to level the playing field and make tuition-free quality dance instruction available to any child who had an interest in learning how to dance. So 20 years later, there's been about 40,000 classes provided to about 13,000 children and participants. So we're so proud that we've been able to continue this program throughout. And this is what this celebration is about. And in 2008, the partnership actually expanded. Born out of a need to address the lack of programming for senior citizens. So in 2008, the program expanded to include classes and dance fitness for senior citizens.
And Alini, can you tell me what scenes do we find these talented youth and seniors in the Nutcracker Suite?
The seniors are involved in the party scene, which is the beginning of the show. And the kids are involved in the whole production. This is an entire production with only students from the different centers where we provide the classes.
So we have Sugar Plum and Snow and Madame Bonbonniere and Mice and Soldiers and pretty much, Alini, every single aspect of Nutcracker you'll see here, right? Military dolls and bears?
Absolutely.
And what is your mission in bringing these two groups together?
The mission is to provide quality training and opportunities for fitness and dance to anyone in the community who desires to learn the art of movement. And that's really the mission. And the mission is to give these participants, no matter what their age, the opportunity to perform and be a part of this kind of production. You know, we've been so fortunate the past couple of years to have received the funding to be able to grow this Nutcracker. So every single year, the past couple of years, we've been able to have new costumes and new set pieces. So it's a surprise even for the children when we go out and do costume fittings because they have a brand new tutu or they have a brand new Arabian costume or there's a new Nutcracker. So it's really a pleasure, but it really is an opportunity to bring everyone together and you know, when you're 6 years old or 8 years old, to be able to stand on that stage and have a fully produced performance and costume, and that kind of experience is very important to their growth, not only as artists, but in their own life skills as well. So that's why we do it.
How does one get involved in the program?
It is open to anyone at any age. And if you have a child who's 6 years old or older, we have registrations right now for the spring semester for new students. And someone can log onto our website. And then we will also be having registrations in the spring for the summer session. It's a year-round program. For adults, we have classes now starting January in 5 different NORD centers. And those are open at any point. No registration needed. You just drop in, and Eleni and her fabulous crew of teaching artists who work with the seniors every single week. And that's a 52-week program. It's year-round as well. So anyone can get involved. Just log onto our website and find out the opportunities. Give us a call and drop by the centers.
The program for seniors, this is a fitness program?
It's a dance and fitness program. We really address everything from balance exercises, which are so important as people are aging, to stretching exercises, to dance. I really make a point of playing music that they would really enjoy. So anyone can come, and I tell you, you won't regret. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Now, in the end, what are you hoping audiences and participants alike will take away from the holiday experience of the Nutcracker Suite?
That everyone at any age, they can dance.
It's just an opportunity through the art of movement and dance to really celebrate this community and celebrate all that's wonderful about the city.
Jenny Hamilton and Eleni D'Souza with the New Orleans Ballet Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The New Orleans Ballet Association presents the Nutcracker Suite Sunday at Dixon Hall on the Tulane University campus. Performances are at 3 and 6 p.m. More info at nobadance.com. That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.